Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
There's a new machine being built at Vermeer. It's gigantic. A colossus. What is it? What's it used for? Where is it going? And can we see it? Let's go in depth with Mark Cooper with Vermeer Pella. Mark, I understand that Vermeer has a new product.
Yes, we do. We are creating a very large machine. We've gotten into surface mining over the past 10 years. We've been we introduced a terrain leveler. Over the past 5 years, we're really starting to get some traction in the mining groups, and so we've been pushing ourselves to create the next generation of terrain levelers to target mining, surface mining.
Well, what's a terrain leveler look like? I mean, I guess I can't imagine it. Does it have a big blade? Does it have conveyor belts? What does it do?
It's a good question. It looks like a large garden tiller, and that's pretty much what it does. What we've done is Gary Vermeer started track trenchers virtually when the company started putting farm tile. From that, we evolved to making trenchers in for rock, for utilities. So we took our rock cutting technology of a narrow deep ditch, and we decided to make a shallow wide ditch. And so we basically have a large drum on the back of a machine that cuts, in this particular case, 15 feet wide. And depending on depth, you know, it'll go up to 3 feet deep. And we're talking about cutting rock. Talking about cutting iron ore, we're talking about cutting copper, we're talking about cutting aluminum bauxite, gypsum, we're talking about basically getting into a new way to surface mine.
Wow, so if it looks like a big garden tiller, how many blades does it have?
Basically, it's done with teeth. So basically, the same teeth that have been used for rock trenchers, which are carbide-tipped conical teeth, and there's roughly on this machine, I think there's 165 teeth on the drum, and it makes like an augered pattern. An augered flighting is kind of what it would look like as far as the teeth on the drum go.
Okay, augered pattern, what does that mean?
Just as a snowblower augers, you know, towards the center to hit the second stage, that pattern looks like that. It spirals around the drum, so it makes a cutting pattern, so it'll cut through. Think of like a snowblower, that the pattern instead of, so on the end of the augers of the snowblower, we put carbide teeth on the end of that. It's pretty close to what we do.
And so how many teeth and how big are the teeth?
The teeth are about, I think we're 13 inches tall now, and they probably weigh about 5 pounds each, and there's a carbide tip on the top of them, and they probably cost around $35 a tooth, and they probably last a day. So it's one of the expensive pieces on a machine.
But it's cutting through metal, all these metals that
it's cutting through. It's cutting through rocks. It's
cutting through ores,
iron ore, copper. Yes.
And then it's smelted down into metal.
Then basically we walk. Yes, whatever the processes are, but we'll basically cut it, leave it on the ground. Then it gets picked up by a wheel loader, haul trucks. Then it goes off to the secondary processes. Just as they would. It's replacement of a drill blast mining model. So traditionally, they'll drill it, they'll blast it, they'll pick it up, these big pieces into big haul trucks and move away, go to primary crusher, secondary crusher, tertiary crusher. This operation, we're the primary crusher. So you pick up a much more consistent, homogeneous product, you put it into haul trucks, the haul trucks haul it off, and it goes into secondary crushing processes or whatever their process are, whether be rail, whatever their process is at the facility.
Okay, so the old one where you would drill and blast would yield all kinds of different sizes of rocks, and you're yielding one size.
A much more consistent size, you bet.
So you're saving a process or three.
Yes, that's correct.
All right, and so saving time and money, I presume.
We like to think so, yes.
And you've obviously made a case for that,
yes,
because people are buying this.
Yes.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Mark Cooper with Vermeer. So it's a new product.
Yep.
Did you have orders before you had a demo model? Did you have a demo model? How did that work?
It started out with our T1255 was the machine that kind of really pushed us into the mining. And so we've got several customers that have adopted the technology. And so what they're doing is looking for expansion. And so as they grow their process, then they're looking for machines of bigger scale. So we're working with a company in Australia who's looking at expansion plans. They've committed to the machine. And so we worked out an arrangement. So we then have made commitments here to produce the first machine to further develop the market.
And so get the kinks out, I presume, too, if there are any.
There'll be the beautiful thing here is this machine will be in Western Australia, which literally is on the other side of the planet. I mean, you can't get any further away from us right here to where this machine gets to go. And the scope and size of the machine is so large that there's two problems. One, importing into Australia is challenging, so we can't get it dirty. If you get it dirty and then try to import it into Australia, that's quite restrictive, and that would delay the process.
Because
months.
They don't want things that might be in the soil.
That's
to
correct.
Transfer.
That's correct. They are very particular.
Biotic agents.
You bet.
Insects.
You bet. Disease. Well, you name it. They are probably as challenging as any country to move in and out of. So that was the first piece. The other piece is the scale and magnitude of the machine is such that you have to have a facility that can handle what it can produce. So if we went up to, we used to go up a lot of times, go up to a local quarry. Well, we couldn't run it for more than about 4 hours and then we'd be done. And so they have to have the capacity to pick up all the material, move the material, process the material so we can continue to cut. And when you talk about a scope of this size, there aren't too many people that are wanting us to come in and do that. So we had to find a match of a customer who is really adopting the technology to be the pioneer in this, because we're talking about. We had to match that with a customer that was willing to do the same thing, and we found that. And that's why we're here today.
Since it's so big, is it assembled here and then shipped whole or shipped in pieces?
That's a good one. It'll be shipped in pieces, and the number of pieces is ranging right now. But round numbers, it is six semis. Three of those semis will be 13-axle trailers. So it's a significant move. The machine weighs 400,000 pounds completely assembled. It's 1,200 horsepower, two engines, two C18 CAT engines. So it's a piece of gear, and so all that was just the design to move was a significant portion of the design of the machine. How are we going to transport this thing? How are we going to assemble this machine? There were some serious challenges when you scale to this size.
Yeah, I bet the guys at the post office didn't like this.
Well, but the best part is, first and foremost, we didn't have a facility big enough. So we literally had to build a new facility just to build the first machine. So Bob and Mary have committed, have spent a large amount of money just so we can build the first machine to get into the market.
Wow. And so what does this cost?
The machine costs.
Can you give me a ballpark? This is millions of dollars.
This is millions of dollars. We're probably in that $6 to $6.5 million range for the machine. So it was a commitment. I mean, it was a commitment by Vermeer to get into this market. It's a commitment to the community, because the thing we're excited about is this market we believe to be something that can be significant for Vermeer. We believe this machine was engineered, was All the steel was cut, burned, turned, welded, painted. I mean, all here in Pell, Iowa. So, I mean, all the competencies that it takes to build this machine is all here in Pell, Iowa, the engineering, the manufacturing facility. And that's a pretty strong statement to be producing a machine of this scale and to have virtually all of the expertise around going from a blank, I would say blank sheet of paper, but a blank computer screen to producing a machine that will go global. So, you know, the thing here is we're talking about exports, and we're talking about global exports, and it's Pell, Iowa is playing in a global market with this machine.
And I bet that there are hundreds of hands that helped this along the way, everything from the design to the engineering, the conceptualization, the marketing, the, you know, the interactions with the other company. Just, I guess, hundreds of different people helped pull this together.
Yeah, there's I can't begin to name them, but you're right on. We worked with major suppliers. We worked with Caterpillar on the twin engine. We've hired consultants. We've worked with our dealership that's in Western Australia, with the customers in Western Australia. We've worked with all our suppliers. We've virtually worked with everybody along the way. It was not done in a vacuum. It was, if we're going to do something of this magnitude, we want to wring out as much knowledge from every possible avenue we can get our hands on. So we pushed everybody to their capacity.
More in depth after this. Continued my conversation with Mark Cooper with Vermeer. Now, I was trying to think of other kinds of technologies that are at a similar scale, and the only things that I can think of are like military technologies, you know, bombers and planes and maybe big helicopters. There's not many things like this out there that aren't military. I mean, at this scale, are there?
The mining community's in this scale. So when we first started using our 1255, which is no small piece of equipment, we were still pretty small. When you start getting into large haul trucks, you know, you get into the, I'll say the 150, 200, 250 ton haul trucks. Those are large pieces. You get into large loaders, rope cranes. So we will be in the game, I'll say. We won't be the biggest piece of equipment yet, but we will leave an impression with people when you see this machine. It's at large mining scale.
And we're going to get to see this machine, aren't we, this week?
Yes, we get the opportunity to see it, and that's I think it is a unique opportunity. It's a unique piece of equipment, and it's a large piece of equipment, because one of the challenges will be there'll be few times that this machine will be completely assembled, because as we get into production, I don't think we'll assemble it completely, because if it's five trucks, you're going to put it together and take it apart. So this Friday, we get the opportunity to see it completely assembled. And I don't think there'll be a lot of opportunity here in Pella to see this machine completely assembled.
And we can't see it work because it can't work because of the Australian rules.
That's correct.
Okay.
So plus, we can't get out of the garage door completely assembled, so it ain't leaving the high bay facility.
All right. So all of the public is welcome to come see this remarkable machine.
Yes.
Friday at what time?
Yes, there's a Friday open house from 2:30 to 6 o'clock. And it's in what we call the high bay facility, which is the tall facility behind Plant 3.
Okay, so we come down the Vermeer Mile. We see the sign for Plant 3. We'll probably see a sign out there telling us where to go.
Yeah, there's the main entrance is at the guard shack. Takes you right down between Plant 3 and the Parts Center. And the high bay will be on the left side as you drive down between those two buildings.
All right. This could be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see this machine.
Could be, yes.
For many of us.
Yes.
Well, that's pretty cool. Are you visiting dignitaries coming? Is this an exciting event for your colleagues overseas?
It's an exciting event. I'm not sure exactly all who is coming. We've put the word out to our internal organization, so they're welcome. I know we've let some other customers know, and they're going to make arrangements to see the machine before it gets tore down. What we'll do from a global standpoint, we are going to tape it so it'll be a webcast, so that we'll be able to show it to our distribution network and any customers or anybody who's interested in seeing it. We will document the occasion so we can enjoy it many times.
Okay, so if you have a potential customer in Brazil,
yep,
they'll be able to see this, or in Ukraine.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Very interesting. Now, I have to ask, what does T1655 stand for?
The next machine after the 1255.
Okay, an internal numbering referential
system?
It
just becomes, basically they don't mean a lot other than how they fall relative to one another. We targeted the 1655 because it's a significant jump from the 12. The 1255 has a good following. We went twice the size of a 1255. 1255 is 600 horsepower. We went to 12, so we wanted to move the number out there a bit. Our numbers go, we have a 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and so we skipped 13, 14, and 15, and landed on 16 because it's a good size jump.
Okay. 5 years from now, in your dreams, how many of these do you want to be producing?
A lot. Enough to make it worth Bob and Mary's belief to spend the money that they have. So we believe in the market strongly. We believe in multiple machines. We believe in two-digit numbers for sure a year to sell these machines. We think the market, there are drivers that we think will take us to the volumes that we dream about, that I dream about.
Okay, and so then those great costs with respect to research and development and pulling all of this together, they will be recouped as you continue to produce these machines. And when you start talking about a lot of these machines, we're also talking the potential of a lot of more jobs.
Absolutely. I represent a portion of Vermeer's business, and this market by far is the greatest opportunity to grow our business significantly. From a specialty excavation standpoint, this is a doubling, tripling, potential. So it is, it literally is about a lot of jobs for the community, and that's a piece. My role, and I take it very seriously, is to bring product to Vermeer so that we can grow our business. And we grow our business so that we can continue to have what we have here in Pella, Iowa. And so the intent is we grow the business so that we grow Vermeer and so that we grow the local community and we grow the job potential and the opportunities right here in Pella, Iowa.
Thanks to Mark Cooper for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.